Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy joined Varney and Company on Fox Business Channel to discuss the ongoing border restrictions between the U.S. and Canada. He says that the Alaska Highway is a vital link for travel and commerce, and that the border closure is hugely problematic for free movement from Alaska and the rest of the lower 48.
Basically, we've been cut off from the rest of the country. We've been cut off from Canada. Only essential travel is allowed through Canada, and the definition of essential travel is oftentimes left up to individual border guards. So you may have an instance where you have two folks driving in a vehicle from Alaska to the lower 48, and a border guard may determine that one of those individuals is not essential after you begin your trip. So it's hugely problematic for a free movement between the state of Alaska and the rest of the lower 48.
Dunleavy also says it's a problem with business and commerce.
We really want to get this border open, not just for us, but for the Canadians and Americans in the lower 48. Yeah. We believe the vaccination rates, at least in our country, justify the opening of the border. So we're just hoping our administration puts a little more pressure on the Canadians. We've had a great relationship with the Canadians, but I got to be honest with you, this is starting to strain things a little bit.
Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reports his country's border with the U.S. likely will reopen in weeks, not months.
More and more Canadians are vaccinated every day. Over 75% of eligible Canadians have now received at least one shot, and over 21% are fully vaccinated. We will have received a total of more than 50 million doses by the end of June, and a total of over 68 million doses by the end of July.
Audio courtesy of Global News in Canada. Prime Minister Trudeau says while Americans are vaccinated against the virus, that doesn't mean they can't spread the illness after arriving in Canada. The border will remain shut down to non-essential travelers till at least July 21st. Tourism continues to improve 1 year after the pandemic started. Means it's busy at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport, as flying is the primary means of getting here to Alaska. The lower level of the South Terminal often looks like a parking lot, as people are waiting to pick up friends and loved ones. Alaska's news source reports that some passengers have to load their bags from the middle lane of traffic because the spots on the curb are taken by drivers who spend more than just minutes parked there, creating a jam and a safety hazard. Security and airport police are now cracking down on those who sit and wait too long in the arrival area. Airport manager Jim Zesniak says we have tens of spots when we have hundreds of people arriving. He says if you're not actively loading or unloading, you can't be waiting there. But there are options if you have a long wait. Zesniak suggests using the parking garage. The first 30 minutes are free. Park in the cell phone lot at the Department of Transportation building at Lake Hood so passengers are ready for a ride. The airport just doesn't want you to park at the curb for a long period of time and to create a traffic jam. It's also noted that if you leave your car parked at the curb, you're going to get a ticket and possibly having the vehicle towed. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.